Missouri's Medicaid Managed Care Program covers about 400,000 children and pregnant women in the state, with about 80,000 living in Jackson County. How it works is the state contracts with insurance companies to oversee patients' care, as opposed to paying doctors and health facilities directly for services.
From the state's point of view, and this is why it's attracted to the state, it's very easy for them to manage their costs.
Dr. Corinne Wallentick, a neonatologist in St. Louis and head of the state's Medicaid Oversight Committee, has worked with the managed care program since Missouri started it in the mid-90s. Basically, she says the state pays these insurance companies a fixed member-per-month fee. The companies then have a network of physicians and hospitals they work with to provide that care.
It still becomes the managed care plan's job to make sure they do a good job managing these patients so that they don't have their costs accelerated at a higher rate than they should and then run out of money, because then they'd go under.
For the first time, the state limited its number of managed care contracts to just three, instead of granting a contract to any company which met certain requirements. The new awards did not include Molina Healthcare, which was previously one of five companies that held a contract in Missouri and managed about a fifth of the enrollees in the program. The St. Louis company Centene, which hasn't had a contract in the state for a few years, did get one. In March, Molina filed a lawsuit challenging the state's decisions. Amy Daubertine is an attorney with the company.
We believe that the state changed the rules after proposals had been submitted and is illegally limiting the number of health plans serving Medicaid members in the state of Missouri.
Molina wants the court to put a halt on the new contracts. The state, meanwhile, contends it held a competitive bidding process and made the awards totaling $1 billion based on a variety of quality and performance measures. Having fewer plans also means lower administrative costs for the state. But the legal dispute has come at an awkward time. The state's already sent out information on new contracts to enrollees who are starting to choose plans. Again, Dr. Wallentick.
So there are people that are signing up. I've had patients tell me that they're in Harmony and they're switching to Healthcare USA. So people are making decisions already.
In a court deposition, the state's Medicaid director said putting a hold on these new contracts, which start in July, would cause a lot of problems and confusion in the enrollment process. He said the state could also have trouble extending the current managed care contracts. In the Kansas City area, the local nonprofit Blue Cross Blue Shield didn't get a contract this year, so those 30,000 people who've been with them are starting to choose a new plan. Brian Kammerlink is with Blue Cross and says the company was disappointed it didn't get a new contract, but it would stay with the program.
You know, we would be happy to continue to serve this population, continue to serve these members until things are worked out.
But over in St. Louis, Dr. Wallentick also worries about the scenario.
It would really put things in chaos, because I think it takes a while to get patients educated and to get providers up and running, and it would really be hard if we had to cancel everything that's been done and start all over again.
The court's deadline for all parties to file certain evidence and briefs has passed, so the judge could now rule at any time on whether to grant an injunction that would stop the enrollment process or dismiss the case. Alana Gordon, KCUR News.